Today's shiur is Masechta Rosh Hashanah on Daf Yud. We will begin on Daf Tes Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom of the Yomid, the fourth word, Tana Rabbanan. Our Gemara today discusses the halachas of Orla, the 3 years where fruit is not allowed to be used on a new tree, and also Neta Revai, the fourth year where the fruits have to be brought up to Yerushalayim, or they have to be nifta on money, and that money is spent in Yerushalayim, as is the din for Meiser Sheni. Tana Rabbanan, Echad Anoteya, the halachas of Orla and Neta Revai apply to whether someone plants either a new seed, or he takes a branch from a tree and plants it, or he takes an old tree and uproots it and replants it. All of these are under the category of noteya. Echad ha-mavrich, Rashi says that mavrich means kofef es hazmoros ba'aretz, that he bends the branches or the vines into the ground and new roots grow, and then he severs it from the original. The echad ha-markiv, or if one grafts, as Rashi says, ilom b'chaveroi, one tree into another tree, he bores a hole into one tree, and he takes another tree and grafts it into that hole. All of these are cases of planting something, and they are subject to the halachos of Orla and Neta Revai. Now, if one does this Erev Shviya Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, he does it the year before Shemitah begins, 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, as we have learned in the Mishnah, that Rosh Hashanah, meaning the Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei, is the beginning of the new year for the halachas of Shemitah and Yovelin, and also for the halachas of Orla and Neta Revai. So if he does this more than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, also Loishana, so that is already considered 1 year of the 3 year Orla cycle. From a month before until Rosh Hashanah, he's already gone through 1 year. Umutter lekaimon b'shvius. And since he's doing it more than 30 days before Shemitah, there's no halacha on these fruits of Tosvis, Shemitah, and therefore they do not have to be uprooted. As we're soon going to see, if he had planted it within 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, then the halacha would be that in fact, he would have to uproot them so that they could not complete their viability in the ground during the Shemitah year. But here, since it's 30 days before, mutter l'kaim and b'shvias, he does not have to uproot them. Pachas mishloishim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah, but if he does this within 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, number one, loy also loy shana. So it's already within 30 days of Tishrei, and therefore it's not considered 1 year. V'asur l'kaimon b'shvias, and it also goes into the halach of Tosvis Shvias, and therefore, as we explained before, he would have to uproot that tree, that sapling that he has planted, since he did it within the 30-day period right before Shvias. There is a halach of Tosvis Shmita, and therefore he has to be oker his planting. So right now, it would seem that 30 days is considered a shana legabe these halachos. And we will discuss this more in the next daf. Begins the Gemara on daf Yud Amud Aleph, Uperis Netuyezu, and the fruit of this Netiya, in other words, 3 years later, after the halachos of Orla have ceased to exist, the fruits of this netiyah asurin are prohibited ad tezvav bishvat. So the Gemara here tells us a chiddush that even though we said that 30 days before Rosh Hashanah has a halach of 1 year, so the second Rosh Hashanah is the end of the second year, the third Rosh Hashanah is the end of the third year, and we would say, okay, the halachas of Orla, of not being able to eat these fruits, are over. No. He has to wait until the 15th of Shvat. Now, in this Gemara, there are many shitas of Rishonim. In fact, there's a total of 6 different shitas of the Rishonim. We will go with the pshat of Rashi in explaining this sugya. Rashi explains that although the halacha is that the din of Orla applies for 3 years, which end at Tishrei, but that's a halacha of Natiya, of the planting. Once it's 3 years old, Rashi, the fourth line of Rashi, the last wide line at the top of the Amid, Rashi says the Natiya ends at Rosh Hashanah. But when it's concluded the 3 years, you're dealing with Elon. You're dealing with a tree. And a tree now has the halachas of Elonois, which we learned in our Mishnah, the chanata, the blossoming of that fruit, the Rosh Hashanah for new blossom fruit is in fact, Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, either Rosh Chodesh Shvat, or according to Beis Hillel, until Tu Bishvat. So now, as Rashi explains it, we extend the third year. And Rashi says that this is only in the case where he had planted the original tree 30 days, more than 30 days before the first Rosh Hashanah, and we're counting the 30 days as 1 year. So now we add it on in order to make it somewhat of 3 full years. We add it a little on, and since now it has a din of an Elon after 3 years, it's no longer an Atiyah. Therefore, we give it the halacha of Peiros, which are governed by Rosh Chodesh Lilanos, which is Tu Bishvat. But the person comes out actually saving 7.5 months of the halacha of Orla. Ein Echanami, he has to keep from the third Rosh Hashanah until Tu Bishvat. Anything that grows at that time has a halacha of Orla, and it's usher forever. However, he has gained that since he planted it 30 days before the first Rosh Hashanah, which counted for a full year, so he has gained the total at the end of 7.5 months. He only has to wait 4.5 months from the third Tishrei until Tu Bishvat, and it goes into the halacha of Neta Revai, and then he is allowed to eat those fruits. This is Rashi's pshat in the sugya. Again, says the Gemara, Peres Natiyazu Asurin Ad Tu Bishvat, Im La Orla Orla, Im La Revai, Revai. So just like we learned by Orla, the third year of Orla will go into the fourth year, so too as far as Net Revai, in this case where he planted it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, which counted as 1 year, so we extend the halachas of the fourth year of Kerem Revai into the fifth year that until Tu Bishvat of the fifth year, it has halacha of Neta Revai, and it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim with all the halachas attached to the din of Neta Revai. After Tu Bishvat of the fifth year, then there is no halachas of Orla, there's no halachas of Neta Revai, and he's allowed to eat it, and it has no special halachas attached to it. Ask the Gemara, Mino Hanimili. Where do we find such a precedent that the halachas of Orla go into the fourth year until Tu Bishvat, and the halachas of Neta Revai go into the fifth year till Tu Bishvat as well? Where do you find such a precedent? Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. So Rabbi Chiya bar Abba responded, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Umotubo, and there were those who were inclined to say, Mishrei de Rav Yannai, that actually the one who said this was Rav Yannai. Amar Karata Pasuk says, and let us quote the entire Pasuk, which is found in Vayikra Yutes, Pasuk Psukim, Chaf Dalet and Chaf Hei, the Psukim say as follows. Following what it says in the Torah, that for 3 years, new fruit-bearing trees, Yielachem Arelim, the next Pasuk Chaf Dalet continues, Uvishana Haravias Yiekol Pirye Kodesh Hilulam Hashem. And in the fourth year, it has the halacha of Neta Revai. And then the next pasuk continues, pasuk Chaf Hei, Uva Shana HaChamishis. And in the fifth year, Toichlu Es Pirioi, then you're allowed to eat the fruit without any special halachas of Orla or Neta Revai. So the Gemara Darshins, Amar Kra, Uva Shana Revias, Uva Shana HaChamishis. Since there is a Vav, the Vav is Moisev, it adds on. So the Gemara is learning the pasuk that we add on the phrase in the first pasuk, Uveshana Revius, we add it on to the previous pasuk, Yielachem Arelim Uveshana Revius. that there's halacha of orla and also into the fourth year. In the case that we explained that you planted something 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, the halacha of orla continues until Tu Bishvat of the fourth year. That's, it goes into Uva Shana Revius. And then we darshan the pasuk yieh kol piriyei kodesh l'ul Hashem, the halacha of netar revai goes to the next pasuk uva shana chamishes, that halacha of netar revai can go into the fifth year as well, in the case that we mentioned where he planted it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Pa'amim, the Gemara continues, sheber revius, it's the fourth year, vadayin asur mishum orla, this is the case where it's asur because of Orla, into the fourth year, and sometimes it'll go into the fifth year, and that's what the Pasuk is saying, you could still have the halach of the previous Pasuk of Neta Revai. However, we should speak out clearly that if a person did not plant it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, but he planted it after Rosh Hashanah, or a few days before Rosh Hashanah, less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, where it's not considered a year, so then in fact, he waits three full years until the fourth Rosh Hashanah, and then he doesn't have to wait until Tu Bishvat. You only have to wait till Tu Bishvat if you use the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah to count it as a year. This is the sheet of Rashi in our sugya. Ask the Gemara, Lema, Deloik, Rab Meir. This what you're telling me, that 30 days before Rosh Hashanah is counted as 1 year, perhaps is not going like Rab Meir. The Gemara at this point is of the opinion that the reason we have to wait 30 days before Rosh Hashanah is because Shloishim Yoim B'Shana Chashiv Shana. 30 days in a year is considered as a full year. And later on Amud Beis, we're going to switch that. And we're going to say the reason you need 30 days before Rosh Hashanah is because it takes 30 days in order for the plant to become viable, to become firmly rooted in the ground, that it becomes a viable plant, a viable tree. That's why you need 30 days. But at this point, the Gemara thinks it begins to take root immediately. The reason you need 30 days is to make 30 days, Shloshim Yom Bashana is Chashiv Shana. So Lema D'Loik Rav Meir. Let us say this is not the Rav Meir. The Rav Meir, if this was going according to Rav Meir, Ha'amar Rav Meir says, Yom Echad Bashana Chashiv Shana. We find Rav Meir's sheet is that one day in a year is already considered as if it's a whole year. The Sanya, where do we find this halach of Rav Meir? We learned in a Brisa. Par ha amur b'Torah stam, wherever it says par in the Torah, ben esrim v'arbor chodesh. It is 2 years old, 24 months, v'yoyim echad, and an additional 1 day. And as really you need, as we're going to see soon, you need 3 years to be called a par. But Rav Meir holds Yom Echad B'Shana, Chashiv Shana. So the third year, it suffices if you have 1 day. So you need 2 full years of 24 months, plus V'Yom Echad. This is the sheet of Rav Meir. Yom Echad B'Shana, Chashiv Shana. Rabbi Lazar disagrees, and he says, wherever it says par in the Torah, it's Ben Esr Rabbo Chaydesh, it's 24 months, V'Lamid Yom, and you also need 30 days. Shahayu Rav Meir Oimer. Now we're going back to the sheet of Rav Meir that Yom Echad B'Shana Chashiv Shana. Rav Meir said the following. Kol Makim Shenemar Egel B'Torah, wherever the Torah speaks about a calf. As for example, it says in Vayikra Tes, Rashi brings down Egel V'Keves B'nei Shana. So that's what Rav Meir says now. Wherever it says Stam Egel B'Torah is Ben Shana. It's 1 year old. If it says Ben Bokar, then it's Ben Shtayim. It's 2 years old. As Rashi brings the pasuk by the eighth day, the korban on the eighth day of the miluim at the consecration of the mishkan, the pasuk says kach lecha egel ben boker lechatos. So then it's 2 years old, and Rashi explains from where do we learn this out? Because it says right next to egel ben boker va'ayel oila. So the Gemara makes a drasha that we compare the egel ben boker to the aisle, just like an aisle is different than a keves. A keves is 1 year old and an aisle is 2 years old. So hu adin, even though an egel is 1 year old, but if it says an egel ben boker, then it's comparable to a aisle and it is 2 years old. Now, according to Rav Meir, it's supposed to be 2 years old, but Yoyim Echad B'Shana Chashav Shana, so really if it's 1 year and a day, it's already considered like 2 years. Par, according to Rav Meir, is Ben Shalosh. Par is 3 years old, and therefore, according to Rav Meir, you don't need three full years, but as we learned, you need 2 years, 24 months, plus 1 day, Yoyim Echad B'Shana Chashav Shana. So L'Chaira, now that the Gemara thinks that the 30 days that are required before Rosh Hashanah to consider Legabi Hilchus Orla, that it's considered a year, that's because Shloishim Yoyim B'Shana Chashav Shana. So L'Chaira, that's going not like Rav Meir, because Rav Meir says Yoyim Echad B'Shana Chashav Shana. Even 1 day is considered like a full year. The Gemara answers, Afilatayim Rav Meir. You could even say that this halacha that we learned on the bottom of Testament Beis is going even according to Rav Meir. Ki kama Rav Meir Yoyim Echad B'Shana Chashav Shana. When does Rav Meir disagree with Rabbi Elazar and hold that 1 day in a year is considered a year? That is B'Soif Shana, or as Rashi's girsa is, B'Soif Shanim. That's if you're discussing a par where you've already gone through 2 full years and now you're into the end of the 3 years required for this animal to be considered a par. So the last year, it's good enough if you have 1 day. But avol betchila shana, or as Rashi once again has the girsa betchilas shanim, but if you're dealing with a halacha like we are, of how long the duration of the orla is, and you want to say that the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah is considered a year, there Rav Meir will agree that at the beginning of a count, 1 day is not considered a year. Only by par where it's the first day of the third year, you've already gone through 2 full years, then that 1 day is considered like the third year. But to start off the count, even Rav Meir's Maida, that 1 day is not considered a year, and he would agree to Rav Lazar that you need 30 days. So L'Chaira, our halacha can come out like Rav Meir. Avol betchilas shanim, as Rashi's Gairis, light, then he would not say his halacha. Rava is going to ask a question on this distinction that the Gemara wanted to make in the Shita of Rav Meir. Before we go to Rava's question, let us analyze a very important halacha, and it's also very much Negela Maisa, and this is the halacha which Tosfos discusses here of when a young boy becomes a ish, a man, when he becomes bar mitzvah. We find in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Hei Mishnah Chav Aleph, Ben Shloish Esrei L'Mitzvahs. When is a boy mechuyev in mitzvahs? When he becomes 13 years old. The Mishnah in Nida on Daf Mem Hei Amid Beis adds a few words. Ben Yud Gimel Shanim V'Yoyim Echad. 13 years plus 1 day. It's perhaps no stira. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is saying that we have to have a child who's 13 years old. What does it take to make sure that the child has reached 13 full years? As we will soon see in our discussion, it will take Yud Gimel Shanim V'Yoyim Echad on another day. Now, what is the makor that a young man is bar mitzvah at the age of 13? So the Shalas Tshuvas HaRosh, Klal Tezayin Siman Aleph tells us that this is a halach l'maish m'sinai, just like we find the Gemara in Sukkah tells us that all shiurim are halacha l'maish m'sinai. This too will be one of the shiurim, says the Rosh, which is halacha l'maish m'sinai. There's an interesting Rashi in Nazir on Daf Chaf Tesamid Beis. I believe there's a question whether that's actually our Rashi or another Rishon. But Rashi in Nazir Chaf Tesamid Beis says that since there's a halacha by a person doing mitzvahs and averis, that he has to be an ish, as the Pasuk says, Ish ay isha sheyasu mikol mitzvah satorah. So says Rashi, to quote, Ish havi mi ben yud gimel shana, v'loi bepachas. A ish is 13 years old and not less. Sheloi matzinu b'chol ha-torah sheyekori ish bepachas mi ben yud gimel. We do not find anywhere in the Torah that someone was referred to as an ish, a man, and he was less than 13 years old. Avol beben yud gimel matzinu. But 13 years old we do find. Shekori akosav ish, Where is that? Kedichsiv, we had in last week's Parsha. Vayikhu shnei b'nei Yaakov, Shimon v'Levi, Ishcharboy. Each one took his sword. Ugmiri says Rashi. Shimon v'Levi, by he shaita b'nei yud gimel shana havi. That Shimon and Levi at that time were 13 years old. And now Rashi adds some interesting words there. Vaharotze lachshov yetzev yachshov. Somebody wants to figure out, how do we know precisely that with the story of Dina and Shechem and Chamor, that Shimon and Levi at that time were precisely 13 years old? Let him go out and figure it out. And B'emes, the Taisus Yontiv and the Grah, the Biuroi, went to the trouble of figuring it out, and they show us the exact calculation to prove that Shimon and Levi at that time were 13 years old. So according to Rashi, it's not a halach l'moshe m'Sinai, but rather, since we find that Shimon and Levi, who were at that time 13 years old, are referred to as an ish, and we don't find anyone younger than 13 referred to as an ish, this is the makar that an ish, legabi, the halachas of the Torah, is one who has reached bar mitzvah stage, which is the age of Yud Gimel. Now, there is various opinions exactly how old the bar mitzvah boy has to be, and what the meaning of Yom Echad, Yud Gimel Shanim V'Yom Echad. Some say that the shear is really, and this is how it's nageya to our sugi over here, some say the shear really of bar mitzvah is 14 years old, except since we learned according to Rab Meir, that Yom Echad B'Shana, Chashiv Shana, so therefore it's in fact Yud Gimel Shanim V'Yom Echad. Since if you get into the 14th year, so that one day of the 14th year is already considered as a full year, so therefore the Cheshbon is Yud Gimel Shanim V'Yom Echad. Ein Echanami will come out according to Rabbi Lozer, who says that it's not enough to have one day, but rather you have to have 30 days, it'll be 13 years, and shloshim yom b'shana chashiv shana to make it to the number 14. So this is one way of arriving at 13 years and one day. However, there are others who say that it's not one day out of the 14th year that's considered like you did the whole 14th year, but rather l'chatchila, the shear of a bar mitzvah bachur is 13 years and one day. And on this, we refer to Tosfos here on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, which we're learning, our sugya, in Divrei HaMaschil ben Chavdalut Chodesh v'yom Echad. Tosfos on the third wide line says, V'loy l'chol mili amrinin d'yom Echad b'shana chashiv shana. This, which Rab Meir said, that Yom Echad b'shana is considered a shana. We don't say that b'chol HaTorah kula. The yesh dvorim dafilu me'es la'es be'inad. There are some things which require from 1 minute exactly to that minute many years later. And one of the items that Tosus quotes on the next line is Ben Yud Gimel Shanim V'Yom Echad. And he continues on the next line, the Oso Yom Echad Kidei LaHashlem Me'es La'es. Now, it is clear that Tosus means that you need to, you cannot say on the 13th year of a bar mitzvah boy that let him be 12 years old and one day, and according to Rabbi Meir, Yom Echad B'Shana, Chashiv Shana, it's as if he's bar mitzvah. No, on the halach of bar mitzvah, it's required that you must have a full 13 years. You don't say Yom Echad B'Shana, Chashiv Shana. And Tosfos goes further than that. You'll even need Me'es La'es. And the Yom Echad, which we found in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, need the Memhei Yom Beis, Yud Gimel Shan, V'Yom Echad. That Yom Echad is to make sure that we have a Me'es La'es. Now, I believe that we could say three pshatim in Tosfos, and these three pshatim are actually three different shitas in the Rishonim and Achronim, exactly when the 13 years and a day ends. Let us take the shita that is probably the clearest pshat in Tosfos, and that is that you will actually have to wait. If, let's say, let us give an example. Someone was born Rosh Chodesh Nissan, 9 a.m. in the morning. He won't become bar mitzvah until Rosh Chodesh Nissan, 13 years later, 9 a.m. in the morning. But we're going to make it that he has to wait. He becomes bar mitzvah at the end, not only 9 a.m., but if nightfall is at 7 o'clock at night, He won't become bar mitzvah until he's gone through 13 years plus an entire day until tzeis ha'kovim of the next day. That is one way. The Divrei Chamudos learns like that, and he gives an explanation why. Birthdays, people don't forget what day you were born. Hours precisely, we do forget. And therefore, it's not enough, says the Divrei Chamudos, that we should even wait precisely minute to minute, me'es la'es, from 9 a.m. to 9 a.m., because maybe our remembering 9 a.m. is wrong. Maybe it was 3 p.m. in the afternoon. So to make sure that we have every possibility covered, if you wait an entire day, you for sure have the me'es la'es. So that is one sheet, and that's what Tosfos might mean. Certainly you can't go to 12 years in a day. You have to go to 13 full years. And to make sure it's really 13 full years, you're going to have to go plus one day to the end of the day. Or Tosfos could mean, which is another sheet in the Rosh Hashanah and Achronim, that it's 13 years and a day, minute to minute. If you know, you wrote down 13 years ago exactly the hour, and you do know exactly when he was born, then he becomes bar mitzvah on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, in our case, 9 a.m. In the morning. He will become bar mitzvah. You don't have to wait till the end of the day. And finally, there is a sheet that says that you can wait just until the beginning of that day, as soon as it's nighttime, the night before. He was born 9 a.m. You don't even have to wait till 9 a.m. on Rosh Chodesh Nissan 13 years later. Already the night before he's considered bar mitzvah. And what would be the logic of that? So the pshat is because on the first day when he was born 9 a.m., we have a rule, we could say, miktsas hayoim kekuloi. It's as if that whole day he was here. So really I can consider it the night before he was born on this day. If he was born on this day, so even the first minute of that day is considered like his birthday, and therefore if I go to 13 years later, when it's the first minute of that day, 13 years later, that's already considered that since I said mixes a yom kikuli on the first day, I can now say that I have a me'es la'es. What does it mean, v'yom echad? According to this chat, v'yom echad means I have to get into the 14th year, 1 second, even a second, as we'll soon see from the Mishnah Berura, that's already considered I'm in to the 14th year. So I think it might be debatable exactly what Tosfos means, but be that as it may, pshat and Tosfos, but certainly these are bona fide shitas in the Rishayim and Achronim, and in summary it comes out, we have four shitas that we mentioned. Either you really should be a bar mitzvah after 14 years, but yom echad b'shana chashav shana, that makes it after 13 years and a day, or it's 13 years and a day l'chatchila, and you have to wait out the full day. Or it's 13 years and a day, and it's enough me'es la'es, 9 a.m. when you were born in our mashal. Or even from the night before, when that day begins, it's considered already that you are bar mitzvah. Now, we have a Ramah in Or HaChaim, Siman Nun Gimel, Sif Yud. The Ramah says as follows, U'b'mekoymoy shaloi no'agu kein, in places where there wasn't a specific minig, ein lekotn laver lefnei ateva afilu betfilas arvis afilu higia leklal yud gimel shanim. For example, biyom hashabbos ein lispal arvis shel shabbos dahare adayin ein lo yud gimel shana. A bacher becomes bar mitzvah on what? On Shabbos, can he daven ma'ariv Friday night? Says the Ramah, he should not daven ma'ariv Friday night because he might not yet have completed his entire 13 years. L'chayrut would seem from Tosfos, from the Ramah, that the Ramah is of the opinion that you have to wait at least to me'es la'es. In our mashal, if Rosh Chodesh Nissan came out on Shabbos, he would have to wait till 9 a.m. Shabbos morning until he's a full-fledged bar mitzvah bacher. That's why Friday night he's not yet me'es la'es. He couldn't do it. But in fact, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, the Bach, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Mishnah Berura, they all say that no, the Ramah is speaking about Tosfos Shabbos. He's speaking about where somebody made Shabbos early. And as the Mishnah Berura says, the Lashon, She'einoi moyel le'inyin shnois yemei hanar, that Tosfos Shabbos doesn't help. You made Shabbos early, but does that mean it's nighttime yet? As far as to how old the boy is, he's still not bar mitzvah. But says the Mishnah Brura, if you were mispalel Marav in the right time, let's say after Tzeisek Kechavim, so then the boy could go down. So then the Mishnah Brura points out, it says you have to wait Yud Gimel Shanim V'Yoyim Echad, says the Mishnah Brura, and I quote, Loi Shetzorach Yoyim Echad Yoyser, El Ratzo Loimer Shetzorach Yud Gimel Shanim Shleimus Miyoyim El Yoyim, La'afuke Chesor Mixashos. That's what it means by a day. It means not the full day, not even Me'ez Le'ez, just that you're not missing any time up to the 13th year and a day. Hilka says the Mishnah Brura, miyad betchilas, immediately at the beginning, in the time when nismalu shnoisa, v'havi gadol, he becomes a gadol right away, and so the Mishnah Brura in Siman Nun Hei, Sifkat and Tes says, and I quote, elakiv and shenichnas, tchilas ayoy mishnas yudalit, v'afila shor achas, v'afila rega achas sagi. So the Mishnah Brura comes out, as well as all those achronim, that the first second that you get into the night, you're davening Maariv, but it's Lila, it's dark outside. So the first second, he doesn't have to wait till 9 a.m. in the morning, he doesn't have to wait till Moitzoy Shabbos, but rather Friday night when it's Vaday Lila, he's already considered a total bar mitzvah boy, and he could daven Maariv. Most Achronim agree with this pshat. We do find the Shiori Knesset Gedolah disagrees in pshat in the Ramah, that the Ramah is speaking about Toysu Shabbos. However, the Roiv day is, and that's how we pass in Halacha, that he becomes a bar mitzvah bacher when it becomes night, and he doesn't have to wait until, in our marshal, 9 a.m. in the morning, or until Tzeisek Kechavim. I just want to mention on a personal note that this happened to me personally, where my son became a bar mitzvah boy on Shabbos, and we had an early Shabbos, and he was davening Kabbalah Shabbos, and then the Shaila came up that he's really not Vaday yet a Godol, because by Tosfos Shabbos, that doesn't mean that he's come to the end of his 13th year. And therefore, for Maariv, there was another Baal Tefillah who took over to be Motzei the Olam, since we had made an early Shabbos, and according to the Achronim, that's Pshat in the Ramah, that such an early Shabbos, the Bar Mitzvah boy has to wait until Vaday Lila, and by an early Shabbos, he cannot daven Maariv. Let us now return to our Gemara over here on Daf Yud Amid Aleph. The Gemara, we are now three lines from the bottom of Yud Amid Aleph. So Rav is going to ask a question. The Gemara had just said a chilek between whether it's a day at the end of a cycle. For example, by a par, 3 years old, Ein Echanami, the last year, the first day of the last year, it's enough. Yoyim Echad B'Shana Chashana. But if you're counting Orla from the beginning, and you want to say that the first 30 days, the last 30 days of the year before Rosh Hashanah, that is considered a whole year. But you're using that at the beginning of the counting. At the beginning of the counting, Rav Meir will agree that Yoyim Echad B'Shana is not Chashiv Shana. Amar Rav says, L'chayra, you're wrong. Rav Meir, it makes no difference whether it's at the beginning of a count or at the end of a count. He always holds that Yoyim Echad B'Shana, Chashiv Shana. And I'll bring you a proof from the halachas of Nida. The Lav Kal V'Chomer, who isn't it a Kal V'Chomer? Uma Nida, She'ein Tchilas Hayoyim, Oilu La B'Soifa. By Nida, the beginning of a day does not count for the whole day. At the end of her counting of 7 days of Nidus, and we're going to see Rashi inside to explain this Gemara, Soif Hayoyim, Oilu La B'Tchilasa, and yet, the end of the day counts in the beginning of her 7 day cycle. So by a nida, you see, we don't say mixes a yom kikuloi at the end. But we do say mixes a yom kikuloi at the beginning. So Shana, over here, where we're discussing the years, she yom echad oilah b'soifa. We prove from par that Rav Meir Shita is that one day is considered like a year at the end of the 3 years of a par. The first day of the last year is considered. So aibazroi, from nida, we should have a kal v'chomer as we turn to the Yud Amid Beis, Einoy Din Sheyayim Echad Oyla B'Tchilasa. So certainly, when we're speaking about Orla and we're talking about the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, certainly Rav Meir should hold. If a Yayim Echad counts as a year at the end, it certainly should count for a year at the beginning. Now, what is this Kal V'Chomer coming from Nida? Let us learn the Rashi inside, and we're going to start with the Rashi on Amid Aleph, which are approximately 15 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Says Rashi, what does it mean that a nida, the beginning of the day, doesn't count at the end? Shenemar, shivis yamim tiyeh benidasa. Since it says the extra word tiyeh, tehei medidasa kol zayin. V'loi timer mixes yam shvi kikuloi v'titbol b'yayim. Let's say she finished seeing dam at the beginning of the seventh day. Midaraisa, if she sees dam for 7 days, she's toivel at night. What happens if she stopped seeing dam at the beginning of the seventh day? Could she be toivel during the day? The answer is no. Because the Torah says, tiya b'nidusa, she remains in her state of nidus for an entire 7 days. So we don't say mitzayim kikuloi at the end of the 7 day cycle of nidus. Next Rashi, soif hayoim oilo batchilasa, but by nida, the end of the day works for the first day of nidus. What does that mean? Says Rashi, she'im ra'as ha'samach l'shkiyas ha'chama, if she saw the first day close to shkiyas ha'chama, oilo yoim zeh b'zayin yimei nida, that first day is counted as one of the 7 days of nidus. Ve'ein etzarch limnos alavav v'hu, all that she has to count further is 6 more days, and that first day, which was really only a mixus hayoim, because she only saw at the end of that day. Ubenida deraisa, cover, we're speaking about Anita deraisa, she'en is a kukul nekiyim. Anita deraisa doesn't need shiva nekiyim. Shalahitzuchu taira svira zainakim el zava. The only one who needs zainakim is a zava, who sees in the 11 days after the 7 days of nidus. And our nidus bismanazeh, the chachamim were machmer, that they have a din of safik zavim, and therefore they do need a shiva nekiyim. Umiu says Rashi further, Ela Lazava Ava Lenida Afila Rasa Kol Zayin Upaskim Shkiyas Hachama Tevelas LaErev. If she saw all 7 days and she finished seeing with Shkiyas Hachama, she could be tarvel that night. She doesn't need Zayin Nekiyim. Umiu Achshav Ichmir Benoy Yisrael Atzim. The Benoy Yisrael were machmer on themselves. Lachzikam Besafik Zivis Litan Zayin Nekiyim, that they're considered Safik Zivis to need 7 Nekiyim, but the sphere of Zayin Nekiyim Beloy Dam, without Dam. Now, for the Shiva Nekiyim, what happens if she stopped seeing in the middle of the day? Does the end of that day that she stopped seeing, does that count for the Zayin Nekiyim? Just like we learned over here, that the first day of the Zayin Yemei Nida Midaraisa, if she began to see at the end of that first day, mixes hayom kikulitz, as if she saw a whole day, will I say the same halacha legabe zavim, the sphere of Zayin Nekiyim of zavim, or of nidos bismanazeh, who are machmir, that they're a suffix zavim, will we say that the day that she stops seeing, the rest of that day is considered like the first of the Zayin Nekiyim? Says Rashi, no, that will not work. On that you will not count it as one of the Zayin Nekiyim. And there are many who made a mistake in our Gemara. Lil moit mikan, to learn from our Gemara, lisper yoim shepoisekes boy leminyan zayin nekiyim. Since our Gemara said that the end of the first day can count for the subsequent days, so our Gemara was speaking about the end of seeing. If she just sees at the end of the first day, it counts as a full day. But they extrapolated from our Gemara that if she stopped seeing for Zayin Nekiyim, the end of that first day that she stopped seeing, that counts for the beginning of the Zayin Nekiyim. That is wrong. Shehoyim Eforshim, they explained, Soif HaYom Oilu Lo B'Tchilasa, the Soif Yom Shepoisekes Boy, Oilu Lo L'Rishu Zayin Nekiyim, that the end of that day where she stopped seeing, that counts for the 7 Nekiyim. The zoom in is Benois Kusim, who Sheshanina Ben, the Gemara Nida says, that's what the Benois Kusim did. That they said, Yom Shepai Sagas Boy Sefer Sabinian Zion. They used to count the day that they stopped seeing, the end of that day is 1 day towards the Zion Nekiyim. So Rashi again says that our Gemara is speaking about the Zion Yemei Nida Midaraisa. The end of the first day counts as one full day. However, legabe Zayin Nekiyim, the end of seeing that the rest of the day should be counted as one of the Zayin Nekiyim, on that, it does not count as one of the Zayin Nekiyim. Back to our Gemara on Yud Amud Beis. So the Gemara has made a kal v'chomer from Nida, that if we find by Shana, that at the end of the 3 years of Par, it's considered Yom Echad B'Shana Chashiv Shana. So from Nida, we make a kal v'chomer that certainly the beginning counting of Orla, the 30 days before Orla, the one day, not 30, one day before Rosh Hashanah should count as a year. And yet here on the in Testament Beis, we learned that you need 30 days. So how could you say that's going like Rav Meir? There is no distinction between an end or a beginning. Always Rav Meir would say, Yoy Mechad, and here it says 30 days. Frag the Gemara of Elamai Rav Blazer. So who then is it going to go the Braisa like? It can't go like Rav Meir. It must be going like Rav Blazer. Rav Blazer says that 30 days is equal to Hashana. But that also doesn't work out, says the Gemara. Why? Because Shloishim Vishloishim Bo, you would need 60 days. As Rashi explains, as long as it hasn't taken root, the Gemara now is switching. As we learned on Amid Aleph, the Gemara thought that right away we say something begins to get become a viable plant by rooting itself in the ground. Now the Gemara says, no, it takes at least 30 days for something to take full root in the ground. So therefore, and Rashi says, the first 30 days, it's as if manach bebeis adamya. It's as if it's in your house. It's in a pot in your house. It's not in the ground. So once it went in the ground for 30 days and took root, that's when I can start counting the 30 days that equals a year. Until it takes root, I can't count 30 days. So what do you want to say that the halacha of what? Of 30 days before Hashanah that it counts as a year is going according to Rav Blazer, but according to Rav Blazer, you'll need 60 days. 30 days to take root and 30 days to be counted as a year. This nun, how do we know this? We learned in the Mishnah. Ein noitin, you can't plant. Vein mavrichin, you can't bring the plant into, bend it over and to take root in a new place. Vein markivin, you can't graft it. Erev shvi is pachas malamed yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah, within 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Vein not to vehivich vehirkiv. And if he did do these malachos within 30 days, yakr, you have to uproot it. Why? Because it's going to take root during Shvius, which is Usher, and therefore it has to be uprooted before it could take root during Shvius. And the words Divrei Rabbi Eliezer are, we are not Goris. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol harkava she'ena kaletas begimel yamim shuvena kaletas. Rabbi Yehuda says the shear is not shloishim, which was the sheet of the Tanakama, but rather anything that doesn't take root within 3 days is not kaletas. Even though Rabbi Yehuda uses the marshal of harkava, he doesn't mean to say that netiya or mavrich is different. Just harkava, grafting, is the hardest one to take root. So if harkava takes root in 3 days, then certainly the other ones certainly take root. Zoreya and noteya and harkava and mavrich, they all take place certainly within 3 days. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon, our third sheet is Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon. They say shtei shabbosim takes 2 weeks. If you say like the Tanakama that it takes 30 days to take root, tzorach lamed ushloishim. So then, how many days before Rosh Hashanah will it take to be considered a year as far as Orla goes? It'll take 30 and 30. 30 for the rooting and 30 to be considered a year. L'divrei Omer Shloisha, according to the one who says it only takes 3 days to take root, tzorach shloisha ushloishim. So then you'll need 33 days. 30 like Rav Lazar Shita of that this is what it takes for a year. Shloishim yoyim b'chaydish is a chaydish, and 3 for the rooting. Shloishim yoyim b'shana is chashiv shana, and you'll need also 3 for the rooting. L'divrei Amar Beis Shabbos, that if you say it takes rooting 2 weeks, tzorach shtei Shabbos or shloishim yoyim, you need 30 days for the year, and you'll need 2 weeks for the rooting. So we're stuck here. It's not going like Rav Meir, he holds 1 day. It can't go like Rav Blazer, because you need 30 and 30. Ve'i nami k'Rav Yehuda Sfila, even if you're going to tell me, says the Gemara now, that maybe our ton of the Braisa holds like Rav Yehuda, so gimel u'shloishim boy, so you need 33. You need 3 for the rooting, and you'll need 30 for the day. So who's it going like? So the Gemara says, it's really going like Rav Meir. And Rav Meir holds that Yoy Mechad Bishana Chashiv Shana, whether it's at the beginning of accounting or it's at the end of the counting. So how do we get to 30? So now is where the Gemara shows that it's Mechulik from what it said on Amid Aleph. On Amid Aleph we said that Rav Meir would have required 30 days for the year. Now we say, no, Rav Meir's sheet is certainly that you only need one day for the year. You know what you need 30 days for? V'chikomer lamed leklita. Rav Meir also need 30 for the rooting. Frey, the Gemara, an obvious question, yachi lamed aleph boy. So then you should need 31. 30 for the rooting and one for yoyim echad b'shana chashiv shana. The Gemara answers, kasavra yoyim lamed oyle lekan lekan. Rav Meir's sheet is, since we'll say mitzis hayoyim kekuloi, so you need 30 days for the rooting, by the 30th day I can already say part of the day is enough. You don't need the full day. As far as counting a day like a year, I'll say you don't even here we'll say a day is like a year, and part of a day is like a whole day. And once it's like a whole day, it's like a whole year. So he holds the 30th day can go both for the klita, the rooting, as well as to count it as a year. So that's how we get to the number 30 according to Rav Meir. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said, Ushneim. Both Rav Meir and Rabbi Lozer, one held that a day in a year is a year, and one held 30 days in a year is a year. Both of them learned it out from the same pasuk. Mikra echadarsh, they learned it from the same pasuk. The pasuk says, Lagabe de Mabul, Vayehi ba'achas v'sheish meir shana, Barishan bechel chaydesh. It was at the 601st year of the life of Noach. The Mabul started, as Rashi explains here, the sequence of the Mabul started the 600th year of Chaye Noach. And the Gemara now is going, at the bottom of the sum, is going to go into the Shaila if B'Nissan Nivroilam or B'Tishrei Nivroilam. So let us go with the approach that B'Tishrei Nivroilam. The Mabul came down on the second month of the year, which would be Mar Cheshvin, the 17th day of the month, Yud Zayin Mar Cheshvin. It lasted for 40 days, which was up till Chaf Ches Kislev. Then it was 150 days where the water went more and more, higher and higher, Gavru Hamayim. That was until Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So Rashi says this alone shows that what it says here in the pasuk, Berisha in Bechel HaChodesh, cannot be Risha of Nisan, because we've already calculated 190 days from the beginning of the Mabul on Yud Zayin Mar Cheshvin. We're way past Nisan already. And then we have to wait till Rosh Chodesh Av, Niru Rosh Harim. They saw the top of the mountains. We go to Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which is the pasuk that we are now bringing in the Gemara. Vayhi ba'achas v'sheish me'er shana, after 601 years. Barishon, in the first month of Tishrei, Be'echel HaChodesh, that's when Chorvu HaMayim, all the water got dried up. The Yonah, which was sent out by Noach, did not come back anymore. And then the Mabul lasted until Mar Cheshvin, and it lasted 11 more days than it started to make a full year, not only the moon year, but the sun year as well, and it ended on Chav Zayin Mar Cheshvin, which was a year and 11 days from when it started on Yud Zayin Mar Cheshvin. So the Gemara is saying that since by Tishrei it already switched to the 601st year, so Rav Meir Sover midakat yom echad hu da'il bishana, was only one day into the 601st year, v'kakor leishana, and it's already called the year, shema mino yom echad bishana chash bishana. So that proves to us, says Rav Meir, that one day of a year is already considered a year. The Turi Evan has a very important ta'ara here, and he says that l'chayre, the 600th year when the Mabul started, was l'chaye noyach. And the Gemara, we see, is assuming that when it became the 601st year, which was l'chayre, also l'chaye noyach, yet Tishrei, the Chodesh HaRishon, which is going according to the calculations of the year of from Brias Olam, that coincided with the 601st year of Chayin Noach. Where does the Gemara know that from? How do we know that Noach's birthday was on Rosh Hashanah? We don't find that anywhere. So therefore, because if to make the question stronger, if we would assume that Noach's 601st birthday was in the middle of the year, and by the time we get to Tishrei, it's already in the middle of Noach's 601st year, then obviously we would not have a riot at Yom Echad B'Shana, Chashiv Shana. It's only because we're saying that the year switched on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So how do we make these two things come together? The birthday of Noach, which we were going on one track, 601 years, and Tishrei, which is the day of when years change. They seem to be coinciding in one day, and how do we know they did coincide? The Turi Evan says, from here we see a Yisoid, that at least before Har Sinai, a person's age was not determined by his birthday, his own personal birthday, but rather when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei came, not only was it the beginning, the birthday of the world, if you say B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, but likewise it became that person's personal birthday. So if the Mabul started on the 600th year, so we're saying that Noah's personal life was the same as the world's existence. When it was 601, that was the 601 year of Noah's existence, and it was also the day in which it became a new year as far as the world is concerned. And yet it was only one day, and we call it a year. So we see Yom HaBishana, Chashiv, Shana, V'idach, and Rab Lazar holds you need 30 days. What does he do with the raya that Rameir brings? Iksiv B'sheish Meis V'achashana, Kedekamret. Had the Torah said 601 Shana, then you'd be right. The word Shana would go on Sheish Me'ah and Achas. But Hashirichsiv ba'achas v'sheish me'ah, it puts the Achas first. And then it puts the Sheish Me'ahs, and it puts the word Shana next to the Sheish Me'ahs. So I learned Shana Sheish Me'ahs koyin. Years go on the 600. But it does not go on Achas. So my Achas, what does it mean that it was in the 601st year? Aschalta da Achas koyin. It means the 601st year had begun. But it was not yet considered the entire 601st year, because according to Rab Lazar, one day is not enough to consider it a year. Rab Lazar, how does Rab Lazar know from the same pasuk the Gemara says that Shloishim Yoim Bashana Chashiv Shana Dichsiv? It says in that pasuk Berishon in the first month of Tishrei Be'echad L'Chaydish at the beginning of the month. So Midakati Yoim Echadu, since it was the first day of the month, the first day of Tishrei Rosh Hashanah. The Isle B'Chaydish V'Karlei Chaydish. It was one day of that month of Tishrei, and yet the Torah refers to it as a month. Shemami No Yom Echad B'Chaydish Chashiv Chaydish. So I see that one day of a month is considered a month, and since I see that one day of a month is considered a month, Umid Yom Echad B'Chaydish Chashiv Chaydish Lamid Yom B'Shana Chashivim Shana. So 30 days of a year are considered a year. How do I know that? Says the Gemara. V'chaydesh l'menuyav, v'shana l'menuyav. A chaydesh goes according to its units, and a year goes according to its units. As Rashi explains, the units whereby I derive a month are days. As the Pasuk says in Bamidbar Yud Aleph, ad chaydesh yamin. And whereas by years, years are dependent not on days, but on months. As the Pasuk says in Shemois Yudbeis, L'chotche Hashanah. So just as I find that a month is judged by its units, which is days, and one day, one unit of a month is considered like a full month. So Hu Adin Hashana, which is governed by months, 1 month of a year is considered, one unit of that year is considered like the entire year. This is the way Rab Lazar brings a raya to his shita that Shloishim Yom Bishana Chashuv Shana. There is a parenthesis here, which Rashi explains, and Rashi says we should not be gairus, and he feels it's a wrong girsa. What does the parenthesis say? Mechlal, the Tarvayu Svirlu, Benissan Nivra Olam. This is going to be the next sugya that the Gemara is going to get into, whether Benissan Nivra Olam or Tishrei Nivra Olam. And the Gemara says we can derive, as Rashi explains, from the fact that it was called Rishon, and we know that Nissan is Rishon Hulachem L'chotche Hashana. So obviously, if they're saying that Rishon, that you're referring to Rishon, that they both hold that Nissan is Rishon. And Rashi says this is wrong, because as we explained the Gemara the whole way through, we really could make the Cheshbon with Tishrei. And the Mabul started Yud Zayin Mar Cheshbon and ended on Chav Zayin Mar Cheshbon a year and 11 days later. And he brings the Seder Olam, where it says Beferish, that Rab Lozer says that Hai Berishon Tishreihu. Rab Eliezer in the next Gemara is going to be the one who says B'Tishrei Nivra Olam. Here we're talking about not Rab Eliezer, but Rab Lozer. So Rabbi Elazar, both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir do not have to hold that Nisan is the beginning, but rather they could hold that Tishrei is the beginning, and in the Seder it says Beferish that the Rishon that this pasuk is referring to is Betishrei. Rashi points out earlier that Einachanami, you could learn the whole sugi here, that Benissan Nivra Olam, and the Mabul started on the 17th day of Iyar, and it ended on Chav Zayin Iyar a year later. But all Rashi's saying is there's no Hechrach to learn the sugi with Nisan. We can learn it with Tishrei, with the Mabul starting on Yud Zayin Mar Cheshvan, and ending a year and 11 days later on Chav Zayin Mar Cheshvan.